Remote, I'm Joe Palca. U.S. senators will be sworn in today as jurors in the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. House lawmakers who will serve as trial prosecutors made a ceremonial walk to the Senate chamber Monday evening to deliver the article of impeachment charging the former president with inciting insurrection in connection with the storming of the U.S. Capitol by a mob of his supporters earlier in the month. Lead House Manager Jamie Raskin from Maryland read the charge.
Donald John Trump engaged in high crimes and misdemeanors by inciting violence against the government of the United States.
The assault on January 6th sent lawmakers scrambling for safety and resulted in the deaths of five people. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee has approved President Joe Biden's nominee for Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, and voted 15-3 to send the nomination to the full Senate for a vote. Blinken pledged at last week's confirmation hearing to bring Congress in as a full policy partner, a subtle jab at the Trump administration and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who routinely ignored or bypassed lawmakers in policymaking.
In recent years, across administrations of both parties, Congress's voice in foreign policy has been diluted and diminished.
In prepared remarks, Blinken said he is ready to confront challenges posed by China, Iran, North Korea, Russia, and is committed to rebuilding the State Department after 4 years of atrophy under the Trump administration. Italian Premier Giuseppe Conte, President offers support to form a new coalition government. This is VOA. A pro-democracy in Hong Kong is the latest to disclose that Chinese authorities are in mainland China for information about him. Politicism, a political group in Hong Kong whose aim is to promote a values such as democracy and liberty and our sentiments to Hong Kong. The 19-year-old teenager was arrested while national security officers or group members of him. Wong, who spent his childhood in Hong Kong while in primary school, revealed that Sichuan had recently been approached for questioning. According to a new poll published yesterday, early success with vaccines is building confidence among the public to roll up their sleeves. It showed an increase in the percentage of respondents across the 15 countries surveyed who would have a COVID-19 vaccine immediately if it were available to them. Ben Page is the chief executive of Ipsos Mori.
As we start to see millions of people vaccinated, what we're seeing in the data is that during 2020, as scores of teams all over the world rushed to produce vaccines, we saw a decline in vaccine confidence in our global trends survey. But what we've now seen, actually, since December, as we've actually started vaccination programs, is now saying they will take the vaccine. Because, of course, if you know that in my country, 6 million people have now had it and there haven't been news stories of massive side effects, we're actually now starting to see considerable rises in the proportion who say they're willing to take it.
According to the poll of the 15 countries surveyed, respondents in Brazil, the United Kingdom and China are most keen to have a COVID-19 vaccine. President Joe Biden has been thrown into a high wire act with Russia as he seeks to toughen his administration's stance against Vladimir Putin while preserving room for diplomacy in a post-Donald Trump era. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki talked about the pending intelligence reports in yesterday's.
And last week, we announced that the president had issued a task to the intelligence community for its full assessment of a range of activities, including, of course, the SolarWinds cyber breach, Russian interference in the 2020 election, its use of chemical weapons against Alexei Navalny, and the alleged bounties on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. That is ongoing. That review is a 100-day review, so we'll have an update on that when it concludes. Actually, I apologize. I may have misstated that. I don't have a timeline for the timeline of the review. It's something that's ongoing. It's a priority, of course.
Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.